Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey, everybody, it's your host Pepe with the 25th episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. I'm psyched about this episode. Today's episode will be very short and brief. I will be giving you guys some tax tips and tax advices, since I know that we are in this tax season and I want you folks to really know how the taxing works in real estate and what you guys should really keep in mind. And apologies, going to be a short episode, but I've promised that I won't skip any week. I have to do an episode every week. So in spite of this week being crazy busy and crazy, a lot of things going on, I've got to have time to put into this and give you guys an episode, whether it's brief or whatever. Anyways, I just can't believe we're in the 25th episode already. And every time I feel like we just started with this journey a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact, it's definitely been a fun adventure doing this every week. And I just want to say thank you to all my loyal listeners that tune in every single week. That's why, in spite of how busy I am, I have to drop an episode every week, because I know there's somebody out there that I was looking forward to hearing and learning in this podcast. So it makes me really, really pumped and motivated to be releasing episodes every week. Your support is more than appreciated, folks, and it's what fuels me to keep producing these contents every week in spite of how crazy and busy life is. Remember, this is just a pure hobby. I don't earn anything from this because I've refused to put ads on here for now. I just want to focus my all and all producing the best content I can for you guys on a weekly basis, for as long as y'all keep tuning in and supporting this podcast through sharing it with your friends, family, and even your enemies. When I ask you guys to share the podcast to folks in your life, it's not just for the sake of helping the podcast itself grow, but rather for me, the other main thing too is sharing the knowledge and the ingredients for financial freedom to as many minorities as possible, so that we all can collectively become successful. Because remember, folks, life is not a competition, but rather it's all about helping and inspiring others so we can all reach to our full potentials. Don't think it's a competition. No, it's not. There's tons of resources out there for everybody. There's a lot of resources, right? I don't care which one. You cannot consume all the resources for yourself. There's tons out there for every single person. So let's all share this knowledge to one another and help everyone grow. Let's help every minority learn all these ways that they can become financially secure and grow generational wealth for them and their families. All right, folks. Anyways, enough with my yada yada. Today, I'm psyched to talk about a topic that I've been asked so many times by folks, and even what I had to figure out actually myself when I got started in real estate. And that's how taxes work in real estate. And in today's episode, I'll be giving you all some tax tips y'all real estate investors should use and be aware of, since we are in this tax season. I figure what a great time to talk about this. So as we know, and I say this all the time, one of the greatest ways that us real estate investors grow wealthier and wealthier compared to folks who just have a typical 9-to-5 is the amazing tax incentives that we as investors get. I've talked about how we get big tax savings through depreciating our property value every single year. And I've talked about how most of us can legally write off tons and tons of expenses each year in comparison to many other businesses. Like literally, any expense tied to the operation, maintenance, or management of your rental property, you can literally write them off. Some of those include mortgage insurance, property management fees. If you use one, or if you self-manage, you can actually deduct the time that it takes you throughout the year to take care of your rental-related operations. You can deduct anything you bought for the property or any repairs you did. There's a lot of deductions. In addition to that, if you paid any advertising to find tenants, you can deduct those as well. If you traveled for your business or all the gas that you spent traveling from one property to another, I know like gas has gone so high. So you'll keep those gas receipts. And then other things you can do, like you can deduct also the any legal and accounting fees. Let's say if you went through eviction and had to pay lawyer fees and whatnot, you can deduct all those expenses. So folks, like you can see, basically everything to the T having to do with your property, your business, your operation, you can deduct, which is amazing. And today I'll give you all the tips you can use in order to ensure that you are actually maximizing all the tax savings that you are supposed to be getting from being a real estate investor. Number one, make sure that you use the correct tax professional. I personally had this tax guy that I used to use when I got into real estate. And for the first year, I did not know much about real estate. The guy didn't know how to do taxes when someone have a rental property, though he made it seem as if he knew what he was doing. I let it fly since I did not know what I was doing either. And the second year I went to him, knowing all the deductions and whatnot I'm supposed to get, and the guy proceeds by saying that I can't even depreciate my rental property because that's only for big property investors. I was like, I was shocked and tried telling him the actual IRS laws and formulas regarding depreciating rental properties, and the guy kept insisting that I was incorrect, and that was it for me. I stopped using him. Only reason I had liked him in the first place is because he did my taxes cheap, but in return he was actually costing me a lot of money. So I went and asked my agent for a recommendation, and I was connected to an amazing accountant that I still use until today. So yeah, biggest tip I will give you, all real estate investors, all you landlords out there or all wanna be investors, is search for an accountant within the real estate community that understands how taxes work when you have rental properties. You'd be surprised, a lot of folks out there in your local H&R block and whatnot have no clue and will be costing you a lot of money. So it's better to pay somebody more money for them to do your taxes, but you are making sure that they're doing it correctly and you are reaping all the tax benefits that comes with owning rentals. So folks, make sure that you get recommendations from real estate within the real estate community for them to recommend you who they use for their taxes, because trust me, that will end up costing you way too much money and even end up being in trouble with IRS if you're just using somebody that don't really know what they're doing. The second tip I'll give you guys is make sure that you organize yourself really well and keep receipts for maintenance or all purchases having to do with your rentals. I myself, I'm very bad at this. This is something that I'm working really, really hard to get good to and to ensure that I don't lose important receipts and whatnot. Last year after doing my taxes, I ended up realizing that I had some major purchases that I made that I forgot telling my accountant because I did not have the receipts to remind me that that's something that was done during the year. So yeah, make sure that you are organized and keep all your receipts. If anyone, any of you all folks out there listening, have some great tips on how to do so, how to be great at organizing your receipts and whatnot, I would love to hear what you all have been doing that's been successful. The third tip I'll give you folks is don't exaggerate your numbers. Like seriously, as mentioned prior, in real estate, you can deduct a lot of things. And I definitely encourage you folks to do so. However, make sure you are not cutting corners and exaggerating your expenses throughout the year. I know some of them, it's not that easy to track them, such as the IRS can't really track how many hours a week I spent working on my properties, correct? They can't, right? They'll just go by what I put down. But even though you can't be tracked, please be very careful and do your best to be as truthful as possible. As a matter of fact, not just try your best, but be 100% truthful with your deductions. This, trust me, folks, will save you a lot of time and less hassle, because the last thing you want is for the IRS to start keeping an eye on you and auditing your business practices. You don't want that. So be as accurate as possible and as truthful as you can with your deductions to prevent the likelihood of IRS keeping an eye on you and auditing you and getting you in their offices and whatnot. All right, folks, overall, like I said, I won't go in depth with all the legal ends of things, but one thing I will encourage you all folks is you get yourself a great tax professional who knows the rental business and has experience and investor clients to do your taxes. Whomever you pick should be able to help you even be aware of a host of tax filing approaches that you never even knew that it existed, right? Granted, even if it will cost you more to hire them, but guess what? Your taxes will be done correctly and they are more likely to provide you with all the necessary deductions that you are eligible for as an investor. All right, folks, thanks for listening and for tuning in. Again, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family too about the podcast. Also visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.